For Black History Month, we'll discuss a few significant historic buildings in San Marcos that serve the African American community. The African American population in San Marcos has gone down by more than 50% in the last century. Since the 2015 census, African Americans make up about 6% of the population in San Marcos. However, many decades ago, the African American population took up more than 50% of the population. There once was a thriving African American population in San Marcos, some you may not even notice. On the corner of Martin Luther King Drive and Fredericksburg stands the Calaboose Museum. The structure was the first Hays County Jail in the 1870s. It later became the annex for black prisoners. The structure was later enlarged and served as the United Service Organization Center for African American World War II servicemen. It was then turned into a recreation center. And since then, it was turned into a Calaboose Museum, which houses the African American history of San Marcos. Another important location is the Dunbar Park. There once stood a school that served as a private institution for African American children in San Marcos. The school was named after an African American author, Paul Lawrence Dunbar. The facility was closed in the 1960s when integration within schools was enforced. The land was later bought and turned into a city park. There's also the home of Eddie Durham, noted by the Texas Handbook as one of the most important swing-era composers. Durham was born in San Marcos in 1906. We now have a park named after Durham and a day dedicated to festivities to celebrate his legacy. And last but not least, the Old First Baptist Church on Martin Luther King Drive. The white building is now run down, there's paint chipped off on the wood, and the windows are boarded up. The building is almost 120 years old. It used to serve the once large African American community, and according to a historic sites form from the Planning and Development Board of San Marcos, the church was both a religious and social center for the community. Graduation ceremonies were held in the church until integration was put in place. The building was vacated in 1986. Today, the building stands in uncertainty, with efforts from the city to both tear it down or preserve it, but both attempts were met with a no from the Dunbar neighborhood. The Dunbar Historic District is where the home of Ulysses Cyphus stands, who was a local prominent blacksmith who had his own business in San Marcos. There's also the Wesley AME Chapel, which is believed to be the oldest African-American congregation in San Marcos. The building also operated as a school for former slaves and children. All of these buildings were significant to the San Marcos African American population and are important to the history of San Marcos as a whole. A San Marcos citizen who lives in the Dunbar community dedicates her life to preserving the history of the Dunbar Historic District and the Old First Baptist Church. Ollie Giles said the Dunbar District is important to the African American history of San Marcos as it was the center point of the community itself. Giles said, although the city has made several attempts to buy the property and restore the building, no one wanted to sell the building to the city to keep it from being turned into a public display. Giles said the building has since begun to deteriorate.
It's a lot of history in this neighborhood, but some of it is beginning to be destroyed. The city is letting people just come in and build up and all of that instead of preserving it or trying to preserve the neighborhood. And Tuttle's was down there, and they wanted to build apartments there, and I'm fighting that. No apartments in this neighborhood. I live right here on Valley Street, and I don't want to look down there and see apartments down there. And it's right across the street from the Methodist Church, the old Methodist Church. The Calaboose is there, and no. And we still got a few neighbors here.
Giles said she believes it's important to preserve the history of the Dunbar community because she feels not very many people are aware that there is much African-American history that doesn't include cotton fields or cotton pickers.
Because so many people think the African-Americans didn't have history. They thought we all came up in the cotton field and were maids and everything. We wasn't. A lot of things that the Americans know, we taught it. The African-Americans did the first stoplights and everything. They so much of my family history is here. I never had to pick cotton in my life. And my grandfather drove for Southern Grocery Company. He delivered food all around. My grandmother had her own business. She did home laundry and hired people to work for her. And we wouldn't all come here slaves. We have a lot of history here.
Giles said she feels that the city of San Marcos is almost destroying the history of the Dunbar community due to all of the apartment buildings that they plan to build. However, Giles said that as long as she's alive, she will work to preserve the history of the Dunbar community.
I've always been interested in the history, because the Dunbar neighborhood, I've always been interested in preserving the true African-American history. And I live in the Dunbar neighborhood. The city said they could put me in a better location and all of this. I don't want to move out of this location. I want to preserve this, the Dunbar neighborhood. And they used to call it Colored Town. And I told them to take it off. This colored is tired. And it's named after Paul Lawrence Dunbar.
So next time you're in town, be sure to check out the Dunbar Historic District and read up on the history of the people that once occupied those houses. Learn something this Black History Month. For In the Public Interest, I'm Cassandra Garza.